Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here,
brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing.
Sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are not cattle, you are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future, and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Get your husband something. People get to side people softer. I'm just playing. We're not promoting sideways. Can it just promote the side people? What's wrong with it? No, just joking. But definitely please show love to Sharon V or Dream Pisces. Definitely show her love for her hard work. Shout out to me. Shout out to me and my show. Shout out to me and my messages that I attempt to give every weekend. I appreciate the love. I appreciate every text after the show when I hear a good show. Sometimes even when I, you know, don't feel as strong. Because sometimes, you know, let's be real. Sometimes, you know, when we see people on Instagram or we see people on Facebook or we listen to people, people always try to act like they on top. You know, they always act like, you know, they put their best foot forward when they do video. Nobody ever had issues. And I'm a real everyday brother. I'm an approachable brother. I'm a down-to-earth brother that you can talk with, sit with. And, you know, some days the world's on top of me. It is the love of the people. It is the ones when I have said no show today. Shout out to my boy Kevin. And he said, man, what you mean no show today? You know, shout out to my boy Jay, who always comes in with his great aspect and view of the, on the show. So it's always the people that help pull me through, you know, a lot of these things. So I definitely, that's why I always want to give love and say, I appreciate you guys for everything that you do. Black Panther for Justice, you know what I'm about to do. I'm about to read these 10-point program to you. Yes, I am. Start with number one. Want to hear? Here you go. You got to be an 80, baby, to understand that right there. Oh, number one, it goes, we want freedom. We want the power to determine the destiny of our black and oppressed communities. Two, we want full employment for our people. Three, we want an end to the robbery by the capitalists of our black and oppressed communities. Four, we want decent housing, fit for shelter of human beings. Five, we want decent education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true history and role in present-day society. Six, we want completely free health care for all black and oppressed people. Seven, we want an immediate end to the police brutality and murder of black people, other people of all color, oppressed people inside the United States. Eight, we want an immediate end to wars of aggression. Nine, we want freedom for all black and oppressed people now held in the U.S., federal, state, county, city, military prisons, and jail. We want trials by a jury of our peers for all persons charged with so-called crimes under the laws of this country. And 10, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, peace, and people's community control of modern technology. If you don't know what I just read, I suggest you look it up. That's a 10-point program by the Black Panther. Incredible, crazy week. As we know, the Pope is in town. You know, we kind of spoke on the Pope last show. And it made John Boehner cry. You know, so, I mean, it's like a Michael Jackson Thriller tour or something. I mean, I'm witnessing grown people falling out and crying. Like, is this a victory tour or is this the Pope? Like, what is going on? But, yeah, you know, I guess John Boehner got choked up as he addressed the Congress earlier today, in which he made references to Thomas Merton, who supported Dr. King back in the days, and he said he turned down a dinner with John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi and said that he was going to go eat with the homeless. And I know that kind of contradicts and said, well, isn't he doing good? Isn't that what he's supposed to do? Isn't he supposed to meet with prisoners and inmates in the next few days in Philadelphia? Stay tuned. All I'm going to say about that. But definitely, I encourage you definitely to research this person, research this post, research a lot of things about them. Because a lot of times we don't know who these people are. I mean, I've seen a lot of people. I was watching the news for a split second today, and there was a lady on there. She said, "The Pope is the greatest man alive. He's the greatest person next to Jesus." I was like, "Are you kidding me? What in the world?" I mean, this type of worship. I mean, there was a documentary that I watched, and it was very eerie, like I said last show, similar to Barack Obama, to Adolf Hitler, to where they had the people brainwashed. And as we said, I told you, in the 2012 Soul Train Awards, I think it was, Jamie Foxx called Barack Obama his Lord and Savior. I mean, we're putting a lot of strong praises on these men that get up every day and pee and poop just like us. So I'm not making them out to be this or that. I'm just asking you just not to feed too much into any side. Do your own research and do your own. That's between, as the old church folks would say, that's between you and the God that you serve. You never know what they mean. It's like, you got to be so harsh with them. But definitely, whatever he said, he got John Boehner choked up. But, you know, I think it's about the smoke and mirrors and, you know, tomfoolery, ventriloquism, whatever you want to call it. But definitely, we want to keep our eyes on the victory tour with the Pope. Tied into the topic. Getting past the past. Oh, what you talking about, National Folk? Getting past the past. I mean, you see in my promo, I said, a lot of people say you can't move forward always looking behind. You can't drive forward down the expressway looking in your rearview mirror the whole time. I want to make you think a little bit on this show. And we don't want no PC answers because this is not a PC show. As I say all the time, this is not a politically correct show. I mean, we have to really open and expose ourselves. Like I said, I'm human. So I'm not, you know, when I turn this off, I'm still Ontario Riggins. You know, National Spokesman was just a title that was given to me by the Panthers. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm Ontario Riggins. You know, I'm just a person. So, if we have any facades or bravado where we feel like we too macho or we too cool to expose stuff, this ain't no Dr. Phil. Yeah. You know, he get to you with that big old shiny head. I want to know what bothers you. But seriously, deep down, we have to learn, before we can even be spiritual warriors, before we can even begin to fight, what I mean by heal, we have to heal from past pain. And to set it off, I'm going to share with you, you know, something that, as I always say, I'm not ashamed of it. I used to be so ashamed to admit to people that I had cerebral palsy because of the way the world looked at me and because of the way people looked at me. Kids, you understand. You understand. A child be like, why you walk like that and look at you all funny? We understand, kids. The adults that get to you. So a lot of times I stayed in the past, and I never could grow spiritually because, one, I was trapped in religion and, you know, feeling like I needed to be in this building every week, you know, trying to feel whatever the feeling of the Holy Ghost that they did. But, you know, I was trapped so many ways that I couldn't move to the future. But it wasn't until I began to embrace that this is the destiny that God chose. I had a lot of issues. I remember back in the third grade. See, we have to dig deep. I'm gonna make you dig deep on this show. And when I call your number, don't act like you don't hear me. Cause I call you, I know a lot of numbers, and I'm gonna call your name. But I remember in third grade, a young lady that shall remain nameless on my Facebook page. She said, "She called me ugly." You know, and she said, matter of fact, she didn't just call me ugly. She said she would die because of my ugliness. So, well, damn. You know, but for the longest, that stuck with me. And that traveled with me to my adulthood, you know, how it shaped me, how I looked at myself. And it wasn't until I began to get out there and mingle with other women. And it wasn't until I bumped into a little dreamy Pisces that I began to see life different. And you have to let go of the past, fella. You have to let go of the past, fella. We stay in yesteryear of what we had. I remember in my beginning awakening stage, and you know how I do, I set the stage, I set the table. I remember when I first began to wake up and become conscious. And had a nice job, you know, had more income. I had my own place, you know. I'm feeling pretty independent. I'm feeling like the man. And I think I got a little too tall, as the old people say, you're getting too big for your britches. But it wasn't until the Most High took everything away from me to give me everything that I have in this present day and time. Do I have material, a lot of materialistic things? No. Do I have that same financial status that I did? No. But what he gave me was mental stability. He gave me financial stability and wisdom. I know you can't pay bills in wisdom, but the point I'm making is, I remember I used to stay in the day of when I had, or what somebody did to me. What happened to you in your past that shaped you, scarred you, stalled you? Now you got to talk real with me, people, because it's not a show, and it ain't no fun if I'm sitting up here talking about man, and then we click and we act like we cool, we act like we don't have no hard days. You never know what somebody's going through. You never know if your voice is the one that changes a person's life around. What was the thing, if anything, that happened to you? You know, we deal with a lot of, we have to deal with real issues. This ain't Lucius and Cookie. And by the way, I'm sick of y'all messing up my timeline with all this. Oh, it's Empire Night. Oh, it's Scandal Night. Cut this out. I'm gonna start posting on everybody's status that put this shenanigans on my page. But back to the series, man, I just had to get that out of there because y'all just don't understand. Maybe you do. But what is it that happened to you in your past? Because I hear a lot of brothers that say they don't trust. I hear a lot of women say they don't trust. And you know what? I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the Willie Lynch syndrome. Every time you tell me that, get them not to trust. Get past your past. I can't live in the days of when I had or when I was stable or, you know, when my brother was here. You know, my brother stayed with me every day. But I can't stay in 2003 when he was still with me. Because had it not been for that, I wouldn't be the man I am in 2015. So sometimes our past helps us. But we stay so negatively charged stay so scarred from what somebody did to us in the third grade. And I had to really go back and dig that, and I can remember talking to my Jeremy Pisces, telling her, you know, it was something that happened to me in third grade. And she said, wow. You know, so it's that deep. And the reason of digging into you like this, because in order for us to become spiritual, I ain't talking religious and none of that crap, your dollar, and Eddie's long and tight shirt wearing it, like, I'm talking about true spiritual healing. Healing from the hurt of a broken relationship. And whoever said the best way to get, now this was some whole stuff, man. You know how I speak. The best way to get over a man is to get other. I'm sure some whore said this, but that is the most foolishness. That's how the females and the males too are still trapped, because you never dealt with past issues. You just put a Band-Aid on and drive on to the next. You just treat the wound a little bit, just put a Band-Aid over it, and just go. But what happened in your past? How did you get over it? Did you get over it? You get what I'm saying? And I'm going to go to the line. I'm going to call you, man. You don't talk to me, I'm going to call you out. Talk to me. And if you don't know the number, call 646-787-1787. Once again, what you say? 646-787-1787. Getting past the past, because, as I always say, you know, I make references to, you know, a lot. Understand the past in a lot of cases to understand the future. So, in one essence, you can't just study him and say he's the greatest, he's the best that's doing it now, in some opinion. But we have to study the past to understand the future in a better aspect, if you get what I'm saying. But for us to become better individuals, we got to deal with our past. We just can't act like it don't exist. I mean, because we see every day for my conscious beings that might be listening to me, and please click that dial in and talk with me. My conscious beings that when I was third, I became awake. Or when we see these signs and symbols, and we see Baphomet hand gestures, we see, you know, a lot of the imagery, it's real. We understand that we are in a real war, and it's no fun. But if I open up the lines, we have to be mentally sharp. We have to be so in tune. That don't mean we perfect, but we have to get more in tune with the Creator. Because if we don't, you're going to have that enemy whispering in your ear. Oh, don't open up. Don't say that. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to make a punk out of you. But no, you have to really begin to heal people. This is what a lot of these pastors aren't saying. Because they're saying, shut up and pass the collection plate. Creflo needs a jet ticket. He has to get to New York, and he has to get there in a hurry. It's like, nigga, well, Jesus rode a donkey. How you get a jet? But he's Creflo, so he needs it, and then you go pay for it. I mean, we have to understand healing. It's about being spiritually strong, not religiously strong, not stuck in doctrine. So, getting past the past. I want to hear some real answers. How do you get past this past? You know, what do you do? We can't stay in yesteryear. What do we do? I'm going to the line, and I'm going to see what you got to say to me. Carla, you on the line.
You would clip me in your furry funk. You would do be like, yeah, what's going on, man?
You know I would come if you had a better point.
Hey, man, I said, watch it, don't clear me. I'm on the other end, said, please don't clear me in just yet. I want to hear somebody else first. What's going on?
What's up, my brother?
Man, you always hit somebody with some deep topics, man.
Well, let's talk about Empire, man. Let's scrap the whole subject and talk about Empire.
Man, you know I watched it last night, so you know.
You know I knew nothing about that.
Man, Empire, man, you know that show. It's the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's something to watch. You know what I'm talking about? I watch that and I watch Power. I don't know if you're familiar with that, you know what I'm saying? But it also have a good little thing going on. But, you know, Empire, it's just like the soap opera back in the day with the old folks used to watch, like the Young and the Wrestling, the Bold and the Beautiful. Everybody know the cast and, you know, they be anticipation about what's going to happen next, you know what I'm saying? But that's what Empire is, man. It's just the new stories. You know what I'm saying? The new soap opera. and really, Facebook, Instagram, you know, they just like, you know, like back in the day when the women used to be on the sofa and they talking amongst each other, you know, about what story they don't seen and, you know, what's going to happen next or whatever like that. So, you know, that's how Facebook is. You know, the fellas, we get together, we get to talking about what went down on certain, you know, entertainment that we may watch or anything that we listen to. So that's all that is, man, you know what I'm saying? This is another day and time. This is new millennium stories, you know what I'm saying? Soap opera, that's all. Everybody just caught up in, you know, what's going on TV. I mean, it's been like that. It's just a new day and time.
Uh-huh. I like how you're trying to slide away from the subject.
No, but you know, as far as you're concerned, you know, the topic, man, you know.
Oh,
you know, the D&D. I mean, I've been through a whole lot of stuff, man. I mean, good and bad, you know what I'm saying? You want to talk about the issues that I have faced, you know. My issues, you know, like a lot of them was with family members. You know, when you look at your parents and, you know, they betray the role, or, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they, you know, you look at them with no bad intentions, you know what I'm saying? These are people who you know before you even know anything about God. So, you know, they was the first people who taught you anything, you know what I'm saying? And that's why, I stress about, you know, you got to be careful what you expose to your children, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I've seen a lot growing up. You know, they teach you to be strong, but then sometimes they tear you down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times when they tear you down, it affects you more than the positive, because then you hold something over your heart growing up because you remember the pain that they have inflicted, along with, you know, siblings that's older than you. You know, so you know the love and all that does, but then you also remember the pain that they have inflicted. You know what I'm saying? More so than the love, you know what I'm saying? Then when you grow up and going to school and stuff, you remember who was dying with you, but then you also remember the pain that they inflicted. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, growing up, you got to shed a whole lot of skin, man. Like, you know, like any reptile, you got to shed skin. Get rid of the old stuff and just, you know, branch out into, you know what I'm saying, something more beautiful, man. You can't always hold hardship over your heart, you know what I'm saying? And I had to learn that early in life, you know. And just recently before I even called in the show, you know what I'm saying? You know, me and you were talking one time about what was going on between me and the young lady that I've been dealing with, you know, and the thing had came up again that I didn't really want to talk about, you know, with my mother and stuff like that. So she in disagreement about, you know, how she would dress or, you know, she being over too long. And I'm thinking to myself, don't I pay rent? You know what I'm saying? I said, did we have a discussion about, you know, don't look at you staying here. You don't look at we being road bank, but then you know, you taking another walk in your life or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? They're bringing up stuff that kind of would rub me the wrong way, but, you know, I wasn't taking offense. You know, I had to stand my ground. And so, you know, I had to enlighten her, you know what I'm saying? Like, this would kill it. This would have, we killed the situation, the conversation. I said, man, I spoke on the Tell Your Show Tuesday about going back and forth with a woman, being argumental about a woman. You know what I'm saying? I said, if you feel like you shut me down in an argument, then you can have that. You know what I'm saying? A guy named by the name of Gordon Drake said, I'm not going to be argumental with you. I'm not going to argue with you. If you feel like you shut me down, then that's what it is. But I'm going to continue on doing what it is that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, but just anybody that throws up stuff. Like, I always grew up talking about always throwing something in the face and, you know, try to belittle me. But as a man, I'm going to stand my ground or whatever like that. I'm going to say what I got to say. And so that's been the story of my life growing up. I'm always had to, you know, try to make everything, you know, comfortable with the other individual, but not, you know, making my own self happy. I'm always doing what somebody else wants me to do. I'm always had to watch my mouth and stuff like that. You know, they got to be conscious about not to offend and stuff like that. And really, like, I'm 34 years old, and now I don't got to the point where I don't got tired. And so I gave... I gave all that to God, man. Like, hey, man, I'm done talking. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a man with little words. You know, I talk on your show. You know what I'm saying? And you know, me and you talk over the phone, you know, outside the show. But really, man, I prefer just being quiet and being observing, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on. And the past ain't nothing but something that was taught. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't see it during the time that you were living it, but when you reflect on the past, it was a learning experience. So anything that goes on in your present and future, you could go into your file back in the past and know how to deal with certain situations. So the past was something that you were learning.
Okay, so let me ask you something on that. Okay, that's just like key situation, like with past relationships. A lot of times, current relationships don't work is because sometimes there's a lot of comparison to a person in from yesterday, or there's a lot of scar tissue from a person that done you wrong. Like, that's what I'm saying, like, to the nature of we have to start, like, you know, in order for us to, you know, we talk a lot. In order for us to become these spiritual beings and these spiritual people that we have to be, like you said, if... We must shed these skins, and it's like we have to learn that, like you said, it was a learning experience back in the day, but now It's a totally new ball game. So I can't look at so-and-so how I look at her, or whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how have you gotten over stuff like that, and not basically like taking baggage from one plane to another?
I looked at it like this, like me and Tilla were talking earlier, and I would tell her that I couldn't allow myself to repeat what I have went through in the past relationship. If I start seeing things that going on in this relationship that was going on in the last relationship, I have to address it before I even go into a relationship with a person. I got to let her know that, you know, this is what I have been dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And if she started displaying the same characteristics as the other individual, because I'm not going to allow her to do that to me, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm not going to go into too much in details with her about the past relationship, because I want to move on from that. But I'm going to let her know that I'm not allowing certain things to occur in this relationship, because I already came from it. You know what I'm saying? So I was telling Tip, I said, when I start seeing stuff like that off the muscle, I'm cutting you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not for the, either we going to work through it, or I'm going to just eliminate the problem itself, period. Because I can't go through that anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just came out of something. Just like, you know, that I had you before, so I know what you capable of doing, you know, because you've explained it already. And I told you about me. And you're going to, you know, a person only got a certain, I give a person a few chances to prove they feel and who they are, you know what I'm saying? But I just can't continue on going through the same situation with another individual. I can't do that. And that'll be a fool for somebody to allow themselves to go through the same thing with another individual. And you just left the same, you just left that situation. You know what I'm saying? What you facing right now, you know what I'm saying? So I said, I can't allow anybody to do what the other person has done. I might as well stay in the past relationship and deal with that crap. I'm not going to carry what I went through in this past relationship into another relationship. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
So that's my answer to that.
All right, well, you know, I always appreciate it. You knew I was going to come to you. How you felt like that?
Well, you know, I hope it made sense how I put it out there. You know what I'm saying? If anybody catch on what I was saying, you know what I'm saying? But I explained the best way I could, you know. But, you know,
they can just hit you up on Facebook at Eddie Belafonte and ask you, you know, what you mean.
Yeah, and I explain it, you know what I'm saying? I go into details, you know what I'm saying? They want to know where I was getting at, so I explain it. And I appreciate you.
Always, my brother. Much love.
Much love.
Shout out to my boy, Eddie Belafonte. He got blue eyes like Smokey Robinson, so you might want to holler at him, ladies. That's my guy, though. And, you know, that's a personal friend that I talk to a lot. And, you know, we talk about the hardships of having so-called disability. And that's one of the things of it too, you know, that I was hoping he'd touch on. But that right there could keep you in the past. Oh, God Almighty. It's tough. And it's like breaking chains. We got to learn to break chains. We have to learn to break chains, as he was talking about, like he said. He don't want to get too much into too much detail from one situation to another. So we also got to break chains of, because a lot of times what you went through in one, because I'm one, and tell me if you have a disagreement. We can disagree on this show. But I always believed in myself that the first relationship you're in shapes the character of every other relationship that you're going to go through. Meaning, with my son and mom, that was the very first relationship that I had. So we were young, but we had a ton of transparency. We could tell each other anything. Some people just should probably tell each other. But to me, that was a great recipe. So when I met a, you know, great little green Pisces, that carried over. You know, and that's how we were able to do a lot of things and still be very transparent, because to me, that sets the tone. You know, that sets the tone of how honest you're going to be. And a lot of times it can also be negative.
What do you mean that's supposed to be negative?
I mean, if a lot of women, because, okay, we got to break down and talk about real issues. A lot of women, they didn't have daddy's present in the home. So they grew up in not-so-good relationships, you know, looking at guys that were verbally, physically, mentally abusive, you know, so that set the tone for them of where to go, what to look for. So it's like, in essence, we have to get past the past on so many levels, getting past hurt, getting past losses, and it's not easy. So that's why we always have to open ourselves up spiritually. We have to begin an individual prayer life. That's why I always say, you know I make a lot of jokes about pastors and this and that. But on the serious note, that's why I always say you can't always look for a man to tell you your relationship with the Most High. A man can't possibly tell you, you get your blessing from God through me. So it's been through me. This is all in Ontario through my journey. You know, everybody has a different journey. But I'm telling you, it has worked for me, not to perfection, because nothing is perfect. But breaking chains, okay, another thing. As I take shots at a lot of leaders, and they say, well, they did that in the past. They did that in the past. They are different now. Okay, now, one thing, and like I said, we got in a revolutionary that don't like what I say. Hit that button, because this ain't always about agreeing. This is my show. But if we have a difference of opinion, because this is how we have to see and meet with the mind. Racism passed. We cannot lump all white people in the same category and say, well, all of these people are going to do that based on something that happened in the past. We can't say that all black people are going to be like this based on something that happened in the past. If we get where I'm going, and I'm going to head back to these lines. But a racist past. You know, how not to let that scar you? Like I said, the original questions I asked was, what was something that happened to you? Like I told you about what happened to me when I was in the third grade. I was called ugly by a girl, and that shaped my character up into a grown man. So, I mean, a lot of times that keeps you stagnant in your growth. That's why I'm asking you to be. We have to learn to throw this dead weight off in order for us to. And don't be ashamed to speak. Don't be ashamed to speak, because when we get this stuff out of us, it's like, blah. I don't know if you knew what that was, but that was me throwing it up. But definitely, how do we get past this stuff? Talk to me. I'm going to head to the line. Paula, you are on the line.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
You better know it.
And good evening to everybody out there. Thank you for the shout out with the Dreamy Bees. I hope you all do get a chance to go out there and check out my work. I'm really proud of what I'm doing. I enjoy, you know, creating beautiful things, and, you know, I hope to be able to make something for the people that are on the line listening. Wow. It's a lot as far as some of the things that have happened. I'm not going to make it too long, because I could really just go on and on and on about the things that have happened to me in the 35 years that I've been here. But the biggest thing I'm going to say that affected me, and we talk about this, and I'm actually on a personal journey right now to tackle all of my old stuff that happened in my past, because I really want to be free. I want to be free so that I can be who I'm meant to be. And my issue was fear. Big issue of mine was fear, and it started at a very young age. I honestly, looking back at my past, I do not remember a time where I was not afraid. So that goes to show, and you know, and I started having to dig deep. Like, when I really thought about it, I said, I've always had a fear, and I'm talking about a fear of speaking, even down to, like, social anxiety, being around a lot of people. It would make me feel very uncomfortable. I always felt like people were better than me or stronger than me. People were more focused than me. I mean, it was always like this low self-esteem, but at the core of the low self-esteem, it was fear. So I had to think about it because I'm tired of being scared. You know, I'm tired of, like Eddie was saying, you know, being quiet, you know, covering up my voice and allowing other people to do what they wanted to be safe with, that I would keep my thoughts to myself in a sense, because it was like I didn't want to hurt people. I still don't want to hurt people, but I realize now at 35 years old that my voice is important and I have something to say just like everybody else. And the funny thing is now when I speak, people listen. People are like, wow, you know, that's Sharon, wow, you know, she's really, really smart. And the thing was, you know, because of that fear that was put into me, because that's the thing. If you have an issue from childhood that goes way back, like that girl did something to you in the third grade, and that stuck with you up until, you know, as you're an adult, But that fear, I said, where did this stuff come from? I had to think back and go way, 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 way back. And it came from, one, I had an older sister that was, I don't want to say she was evil, but she had evil tendencies, and she would torture me, you know, and I loved her, and I would just want to be up under her, and she just like, shut up, you're stupid, and you're ugly, get out of my face, you know, and a lot of older siblings do that, but I mean, she burned me with fire, she cut my hair, she did all types, I mean, like cut a whole ponytail off at the root. I mean, she used to do a lot of stuff to me. Then, you know, my mom wasn't that nice. You know, she used to look at not just me, but I only was looking at my situation. She used to always look at me with what I call the evil eye, this look of dissatisfaction. And even though she might have just been having a rough day, or maybe she was mad at my dad, but whatever, as a child, I internalized that it was something, you know, wrong with me. So I grew up with that, always feeling like I was wrong or not good enough. And so because of that low self-esteem, all I did was attract more bad situations to me. Because, you know, I mean, we live our lives like a magnet. If we put off that negative energy, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, negative things come back. Positive energy, positive things come back to you. So because I had like this negative aura around me all the time with my head held down, it was like the wolves would just come after me. You know, kids would pick on me at school. And the only thing I was told was ignore them and they're jealous of you. That was not helpful. That did not help me to deal with with what was going on. So, you know, I dealt with bullying all through school. And so it brought me to the, and amongst other things that have happened, you know, bad relationships, you know, verbal abuse. You know, I was raped when I was 16 by putting myself in a situation that wasn't favorable because of low self-esteem. And I carried all of that stuff with me into my adult years. So as I became spiritually awakened over I started out on a Christian journey, and I'm going to say the first thing that really sparked that I had a purpose, I was reading a book. It's a book called The Purpose-Driven Life, and right in the beginning of the book it says, you were born with a purpose, and you are not a mistake. And it took a white man in the book to tell me that. And that was the first time that it hit home to me, because I always thought I was a mistake. I felt like, oh, they made a mistake by giving birth to me and bringing me here. So on that, you know, I said, okay, you know, and it hit home. And I said, okay, I'm not a mistake. But that was back in, like, 2002. That was I was, like, 22 years old. That was the first time that I had a spark of high self-esteem. But still, I still struggled. But really, like 2.5 years ago, after going through, like, I say, my last traumatic experience, that was like the one that broke the camel's back, I said, that's it. Something else is tired of my life being this way. And it was like I woke up and everything was different. And ever since then, I've been on this steady journey towards healing. And it's a never-ending journey toward building yourself up. But just recently, over this 2.5 years, you know, I've stepped out there and done something I never thought I would do, is to start my own business. And, you know, and I do a lot of stuff. A lot of people think that it's corny. But, you know, I do stuff like getting in the mirror and telling myself, you know, you're wonderful. You know, I love myself. I do all of this stuff because what I'm trying to do is to reprogram my subconscious mind, because that subconscious mind is like the holding tank. It is the tape recorder from everything that's happening to us in our life. And that joker will start up at any, it'll be a trigger, bam, something will happen, and that voice will start to replay to tell us that we're no good, or that I'm not skinny enough, or whatever those things are. But it happens to us all. And so what I do, I combat those tell me I'm not good by saying I am good. I am successful. I am going to make it. I am loving. I'm not bitter, even though I've been hurt. I am not bitter. And I do that every day. I listen to motivational speeches every day. I pray hard every day, and I have to do this because if I don't do it, the enemy comes back in like clockwork with that same old crap. But when we learn how to fight these inner demons, because we have to continually fight, because as soon as we let our guard down, the enemy comes back in with that negative self-talk. And it's like we put ourselves through torture. So I say, you know, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being scared. I'm tired of having social anxiety. I'm tired of feeling like I'm not good enough. So what I chose to do, I said, you know what, every day I get up, I'm going to do something bold. I'm going to do something that scares me. So if people probably wouldn't know this by hearing me speak on this show, I've had a terrible, terrible fear of speaking in front of a group of people. Very, very nervous. I mean, when I get up in front of people, I have symptoms. Like, I start just breaking down. And so, you know, I said, all right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a YouTube video because I've been scared. You know, I've talked about it in the past, you know, and I was scared to do it. But I said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this every week to conquer my fears. And it's not for likes. It's not, I mean, of course, I want to put an inspirational message out there to help people, but it's really for my healing. And, you know, and it's just like it's time to go. It's time to fight. It's time to fight for my life because if I don't fight for my life, if I don't fight for my peace and get my mind right, the enemy is going to take me out. And I have children that need me, and I have to be that example. How can I tell my kids to have high self-esteem if I have low self-esteem? It just, you know, it doesn't work. And, you know, you've been awesome because you have been my cheerleader for almost 2 years.
A male cheerleader, you know,
a very masculine cheerleader. But you have helped me. You have encouraged me. And I think that everybody that knows you, I'm sure you've probably spoken into their life too. You know, you've been a blessing to me. And I thank you for that because, you know, I wanted to give up. And when I talk about give up people, I have to be transparent. Since you talk about being transparent, I struggle with suicidal thoughts. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about these things, but it's real. You know, I have been on the verge, like, this is it, I'm done, I can't do it no more. But, you know, I fight back, and you've helped me. But really, I had to help myself because, you know, you can sit up here and speak life into me. I can have people that say, oh, you're doing a great job, we love your jewelry, you're so nice, all that stuff. But if I don't fight back for myself, you know, it really is about us. I prayed when I was just recently going through something stressful, very stressful, that voice was getting to me. I said, God, help me, help me. And what came back to me was the voice said, help yourself. I said, well, that wasn't exactly what I wanted to hear, but okay. You know, I'm like, I want, you know, like we go to God, take it away. God was like, nah, help yourself. If I get up, you know, let's go, you know. And I cheer myself on. We got to be our own cheerleader, you know, because the past is the past. It hurt, but we learn from the past. But we can't, you know, allow the past to keep us in bondage. But really the only way to get out of it is through prayer, meditation, and consistency, fighting against that demon that's trying to steal our joy every day, and walking in love and forgiving. I had to forgive a lot of people. I had to forgive a lot of people that hurt me. But the most important person, I had to forgive myself because I had a lot of self-guilt. So I had to release people from, you know, I release you, and I also release my pain, and I also had to release the little girl, you know, inside of me that was abused and hurt and felt abandoned and all of that good, you know. And I had to kind of, it's like spiritually on the inside, it's like you got to hug that little girl and that little boy, you know, and say, I love you, it's okay, you know, you're free now, you're safe now, I love you, and let her or him go. You know, they're still with you, but it just has to be that release from that past pain. So, you know, we got to do it, you know, because life is really short, and it's going to be a lot of people that's going to go to their grave with fear. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to fight. I'm going to fight because I don't want to go out like that. I don't want to go out like that. I don't want people to be like, gosh, she has so much potential. I'm like, nah, I want them to say she did some awesome things and she was a great person and she helped a lot of people. But, you know, it's just that battle. But I can do it, you know, you can do it, and you're not ugly, and I love you. I think you're wonderful. And but we all have to go on this road ourselves. And like God told me, help yourself. We all got to help ourselves. That's really what it's about. God is going to take point. But because he loves us, the creator loves us, there's a time when you got to let your child make decisions. You know, you can't always catch their fall. You got to let them fall so they can learn how to pick themselves back up. Be self-sufficient, not be an enabler. So that's what happened. And I was like, all right, sink or swim. And I said, doggone it, I'm going to go ahead and swim. And that's what I've been doing. And I feel a lot better because of it. And I'm stronger because of it. And I just, you know, I just want to be an encouragement to other people that struggle with, like, low self-esteem. I get it. I totally get it. You know, and I'm transparent enough to not sit there walk around with a mask on. Like, I have it all figured out. I don't have all the answers. I get weak sometimes. But I'm on the journey towards that personal, inner, spiritual freedom, you know, in spite of all the things that's going on in the world. So that's really it. That's just my story. It's just my fight. Fighting for it. You know, at peace. So. Oh, yeah.
Love you back.
Yeah, definitely. You're doing an awesome job. Thank you.
Peace. And that's what I'm talking about, people. That's what I mean, like, to open up. I mean, we heard a lot what she just said, to open up, because it's a lot of stuff that plagues us. I mean, if we go see therapists, we do all of these, not anything wrong, because if that's what helps you, we run to the pastor, we run to the first lady. If that's what helps you, that's what helps you, but at the end of the day, like she said, help yourself. Release people. As I always say, you know, we have to understand soul tie. Not soul plane. Soul tie. We have to understand soul tie. And one of the reasons we must learn to maintain our flesh is because every man, every woman we sleep with, boom, leaves a piece of their soul in you. So you already have depression issues, and I'm a real person. I have them. You know, like she said, suicidal thoughts. Come on now. We all have thought about it. That's why I said we can't get so macho on this show to act like we're perfect, because if we was perfect, the world wouldn't be in the state that is in. You know, so we have to really understand the battle that we face. Satan hate us. He'll do anything to shut us up. And she has a very strong gift and a very strong message. And as she said, she had a fear of public speaking. And I can remember when I first met her, and she was into this little organization, and she was terrified to speak. Nevertheless, she spoke and did good. But a little something about me. Now, I love to speak in front of a crowd. This is how. This is the peaches to my hurt. because I am terrified, not terrified because I have done it, but I'm not that comfortable with speaking in front of a video camera. She's excellent with that. She does great video. She maintains eye contact. I'm looking all up at the sky. I'm looking all around. You know, so that's one thing. But I love to speak to a crowd. I can speak to a crowd of people all day. So, I mean, it's conquering fear. Conquering fear. For the longest, I would always say, I can't do it. It's always so tough, you know, because the fear that was instilled in me. You know, because people not believing, if people not believing in you will cause you not to believe in yourself. People's fear will cause you to fear. So when I do topics like this, like my boy Eddie Belafonte, he said, man, you do them strong shows, man. So I said, all right, you know, that's one for the road. But, you know, we got to dig deep, because we got to really understand the creation of us. Like you said, that voice always going to come back. But at the end of the day, help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself. But, and that was funny. She said, never had heard you're born with purpose until a white man spoke it to her. A lot of us don't even know. That's why I do shows like, what's your purpose? Why are we here? Do we truly know? You know, there's a lot of things about my past I don't know. You know, so as we get to know, because I always want to, you guys to get to know who you talking to. This ain't like for my ATL, this ain't like Ryan Cameron, Greg Street. You know, they are personalities that they give you. I'm a real person that just talks to you. You know, I'm nobody's savior. I have a message. But does that make me a messenger? I really can't scared to call myself a messenger. Because I think we know what they do to the messenger, don't they? They shoot him, they pistol with him, they do whatever they can to the messenger. So do I really want to be a messenger? But when you become conscious and you become awake and you find out that a lot of these people are who they are and they're very glossy, you have to speak up.
No.
But definitely, shout out. I love that. I love that. Seriously, shout out. But I'm going to keep it stolen because you know how I do. Where, oh, where can I go? I go right there.
Hey, good evening.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing, brother. Good evening, National Spokesman. And shout out to the Black Panthers of Justice. Shout out to Miss Pisces, who does her jewelry. Miss Pisces, continue your creativity. Continue, you know, spreading your creativity. Never stop what you're doing. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to all the listeners who are listening right now and the new ones that are about to come right now. Okay, before I get on the topic, I want to be honest with you and everybody on the show. Yes, I watched Empire. But when I was watching Empire, hey, I'm just being honest, though. I mean, yes, we do keep it real on the show, but I wasn't watching it to be like, oh, yeah. No. Because I already know what the agenda is. When I'm watching the TV, I'm watching between the lines because I already know what is going on behind the scenes. I already know what they're trying to do going forward, today and going forward. So I'm not going to waste my time too much on the Pope, Barack Obama, and Empire, because I already know. I would, but I'm not going to go there right now. Okay, the topic right now. Okay, in my past, this goes back to 2009. The same year Barack Obama got elected. And it was like way before I was introduced to this show, and my mind was fully open and I was fully awake to the issues and the things that were really going on right now. I was dating this woman and I was falling in love. You know, I put all my trust in her. You know, we had everything in common, especially when it came to religion. You know, we're both Christians. Talking about the same Bible and whatnot. We meet, everything's going good. And let me remind you guys, this was a woman that I was about to marry and call her my wife. Until this, to one day, she decides to go back to her ex. And this is the same ex-boyfriend who was doing her dirty. Always picking a fight with her, always arguing with her, always, you know, making her upset, you know, like, you know, taking from her, whatnot. And see, me, as a nice guy, educated, humble, speaks his mind, you know, I come in, I'm treating you better than he was, but all of a sudden you tell me and you make up a lie saying that you're busy or you're playing cards, you're saying that you're going back to your ex. So I let her have it. I tell her what she did, what's wrong, what's dirty, you know, I'm just, you know, laying it all out on the table. And so she was like, oh, so she's like, you know, like huffing, like kind of, you know, hesitating, you know, what to say. So I click, hang up. So a couple of months to a year later, I was like, you know what? I don't know why I did it, but I decided to go back and call her and see how she's doing. Because she had sent me a text saying, oh, I didn't marry him. You know, I didn't take the ring. It's over. I'm like, okay. I fell for it because I was in deep in love, you know, in deep love with her. You know, I was in love. So I said, okay, we'll talk for a little bit and whatnot to see, you know, let's see if we can get back on track. So then I stopped calling her for a while. Then I heard a couple months later, she's in the cult. And I'm like, hold up. So you did a 360 on me. I mean, hey, I mean, we're in America. It's your choice. You want to join the cult? That's on you. That's why we're called America. We have a freedom to do what we want to do. We have a choice of whether joining this group or that group. But let me remind you, some of these cults that you're joining, they don't care about you. So she joined the cult. Now she's trying to force her beliefs on me. And I'm like, hold on. First of all, I respect the fact that you joined the cult and you're trying to find, well, I don't respect it, but I respect the fact that you're trying to find yourself, trying to find what you want. However, what you're doing is not for me. What you're trying to put on me is not for me. So we had an argument. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to, you know, cut you off from my life. It's over. I'm done. I moved on. So my fear was not trusting women, because she was a particular woman, like the particular woman like her, to say, okay, you're a good woman, you're all this, and all of a sudden you did what you did. So it was like a big slap in my face because I'm doing everything right. So my fear was not trusting. If I do trust, it's going to be the same thing over and over again. So then, fast forward, I came to a point like, you know what? I can't let her or anybody like her control my present. I'm not going to bring the past to the present. Because if I do, I'm defeating myself. I'm making myself unhappy. I don't want that. Because I don't want my legacy and people to say about my legacy that, okay, all he did was bring up the past. He was stuck in the past. You know, what we, like, you know, he didn't do anything else but just bring the past up. I don't want people to say that about me. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let her win, because the best revenge for me is to move on. Now, I could have easily did some foul stuff. I could have said, you know what? She's this, she's that. I could have gone on Facebook, dogged her out, gone on Instagram, put some, you know, compromising pictures about her on Instagram. But I didn't want to do that because, you know, I'm just as bad as her. But she just cheated. So I said, okay, I'm going to leave it alone. So I moved on, happier. And as far as, you know, thinking outside the box is concerned, I also had a fear about that, thinking outside the box. Because a few years ago, if you had told me about the Illuminati or all this other stuff right now, I would have walked away and laughed at you because I didn't want to believe, because I was scared to know the exact truth. So now my mind is more open and I'm more focused than ever before. Now, the way to deal with the past is that do not let people in your past who had bullied you, cheated on you, or your friends that you called your friends and now your enemies, don't let them win. Because, like I said, the best revenge is moving on. Yeah, forgive them. But when you're forgiving, it's not for them, it's for you. So that's the best revenge. So, because at the end of the day, when they see you doing well, they're like, dang, that's the same person I dogged out. That's the same person I bullied. That's the same person I cheated on or I was spreading rumors about. They're going to feel really stupid. And like I always tell people, I'm a firm believer in karma, because karma does not miss an address. It does not miss a house, because karma visits everybody, and I mean everybody. So that's how you deal with the past. You look at it, you wrap it up real nice, tie it with the bow, and then keep it in the back burner, and you keep moving forward. Believe me, it will work. So that's all I wanted to say. Hey, that's it.
There we go. Ah. That was a lot. Eddie Belafonte. Eddie Belafonte. Eddie Belafonte. That's all I'm going to say. My guy. Shout out to my guy. Ah. I don't know. But, I gotta take more callers. And another point, I gotta take more callers.
Man, I've been pacing back and forth waiting for my turn. How's it going, brother?
You all, my guy.
All right. How everybody doing tonight? It's been some wonderful. It's a wonderful show so far. I mean, I love the transparency that everybody's doing. I wanted to switch the pace up for a bit, though, because I was sitting here. I was reading the Bible. I mean, and, you know, we know that it's a lot of twists in the Bible, but it's also the truth is in the Bible. And I was reading Psalms 139. Really, though? really. Don't do this to me. Bro, while I'm sitting here trying to find it, and it won't even show up now. Like, my phone is white, dude. Okay, so pretty much what I was going to say was in Psalms 139, it speaks on how God created us. I mean, for so long, I lived without a purpose. And like Ms. Sharon V was saying, you know, we're all born with a purpose. And pretty much in the Bible, it was saying, you know, how it's that personal relationship that we have to have with, you know, with the Creator, you know, because He made us in secret. I mean, when you really think about what a secret is, you know, that's something personal. That's something that, you know, you hold dear to your heart. So think about how the relationship is supposed to be between yourself and the Creator. I mean, that's something that you're supposed to hold personal. That's the one person you shouldn't ever want to disappoint. I mean, it's not striving for perfection. It's just striving. It's just understanding that unconditional love that someone has for us. It's understanding, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, when we have to stand before the Creator, He's not going to go over everything that we did with everyone else. It's going to be personal. It's going to be, my child, what did you do? I sent you down here for a purpose. I sent you down here to do your job. Like, when we stray away, that's where that disappointment comes, and that's when we start disappointment. That's why He gave us these humanly emotions, because of the fact of the feel of disappointment. We go through disappointment in life, you know, disappointment from our loved ones. I mean, me personally, you know, I'm 28 years old. I lost my mom when I was 22. That really affected me because my mom was my spiritual. She was my spiritual advisor. You know, she was the one who prayed over me every night. She pretty much implanted that seed of purpose into you know, me, my brother, and my sisters growing up. And it was now seeing, you know, the things that I've gone through, you know, being 20 years old, going through a divorce, you know, dealing with a spiteful woman, a woman that my mom warned me, hey, don't marry her. Don't marry her. And me being naive, you know, thinking I know it all, I'm smelling myself. I'm 20, I'm in the military. You know, I'm young, wet behind the ears, don't know no better. And dealing with that, you know, that was God's way of saying, hey, it's time for you to start waking up, dude. I didn't send you down here to you know, mingle with those that are still asleep. because it's a hard job. This journey is hard. I mean, you do things way outside of your comfort zone, things that, you know, you never thought that you would do. And it's something that we have to do with being spiritual beings. This is something when, I mean, I look forward to calling. I look forward to, you know, listening to the show every week, every, you know, Tuesday and Thursday. I wish we could have more calls, honestly. I mean, because this is what we need personally to help our souls. I mean, if life is about getting souls to Christ, you know, getting souls to heaven, then we've, as humanity, we've gone wrong in so many places.
Mm.
In so many places. I mean, you have to, for one, break it down personally. Why? Because we were made in secret, meaning that when God made us, it was him and what he felt, you know, the things that he wanted to give us. Every little aspect of us was he created us for that purpose. Everything that we feel is negative is a positive in his eyes. Everything that we hate about ourselves is what he loves about us. And it's not until we find that love within us that we see, you know what, God, you were right. Even though I'm not perfect, but in your eyes, I'm your child. And long as I continue to strive to do your will, that's drawing near perfection. I mean, everybody say, oh, I want to be a perfectionist, but do you really know what it means to be perfect? I mean, being perfect is tough. Being perfect is stepping out. It's doing things that you're not used to doing. Just like, you know, Ms. Sharon said, you know, her actually having that fear of speaking in front of crowds, I had that same fear. And the way that God worked it out, you know, I was in school and I had to take a public speaking class. I'm like, you know what, really? A public speaking, out of all things, I got to be in front of people. The thing that I didn't like the most, I got to do. And so, and it opened up, you know, me to something new. It allowed me to see that I can achieve anything, because when you go through a lot of things like disappointment, depression, you know, you get down on yourself. You're like, man, I can't do nothing right. It's hard for me to, you know, get things focused. And you have so much things, you know, that your loved ones do to you that mess you up, things that you deal with personally that affect you and how you go about life. I mean, and it's just stepping, crossing those boundaries with Christ, you know, with the Most High, that allows us to, you know, get better with ourselves, you know, digging into that past. You have to dig deep. You have to find that substance about yourself. That's one thing that we definitely need. You have to have substance. I mean, you get to the point where when your mind is open, you get to the point you can't have small talk with people no more, because it doesn't do anything to you. It doesn't, you know, you find no comfort in it. So as spiritual beings, we have to, you know, continue to strive to gain that personal relationship to really understand our will. And also, like Ms. Sharon said, when it really comes, when she said about that we have to step up and do our job, you know, step up and that God, he's going to be there. And like the saying, you know, walk by faith and not by sight. When you walk by sight, that's pretty much it out in the world, you know, that you see, that you feel is right. And once you, you know, you get into the knowing, once you really get that conscious spirit about yourself and that personal relationship, that's when you walking by faith, because you understanding that, you know, God, you have my back through it all. No matter what I go through, you have my back through it all. And that's the walking by faith part. But that's all I really want to say about tonight. And I really appreciate every last one of y'all that's listening.
Oh, man. You know, and I was shouting out to you before you joined in. I was just saying, you know, shout out to my boy Jay, man, because you always help me to lighten the load and tell people the spiritual aspect, you know, and they don't understand, you know, the spiritual brother, you know, not the religious brother, not the bean pie brother, not the, you know, the this and that brother, but the real spiritual brother who has given up things, who has, you know, has overcome the obstacles. So I always appreciate you for what you bring to this show.
And I appreciate hearing that. You know, like I say, we have to rely on each other, because it's hard. It's hard, honestly. I mean, and I definitely thank the Most High for blessing the show, for allowing, you know, from something like social media, and that's what the good thing about social media. That's what it's used for. If you want to, you know, on a journey, you can use it for a spiritual aspect. I mean, you find somebody on Instagram. That's how we got in contact with one another. I mean, that's God working.
Pretty much. Appreciate you, my guy.
And I appreciate you too, my brother.
Always love for my boy Jay. Shout out to him. Like I said, you know, and that's the end series, you know. Everybody, you know, helps me so much with this show. So my beautiful dreamy Pisces, this is so dreamy. To my boy Eddie Belafonte, who was a real fool, man. And you know you're going to hear me after the show. Oh, but definitely my boy that calls in. My boy Tim, you know, that calls in with his economic standpoint in view. You know, everybody. I mean, there's so many people that call, and I understand that people have busy schedules. I understand that people have busy lives. But the fact that people can say that, you know, they look forward to my show, that they look forward to hearing what I have to say. Well, I'm just an everyday brother that God gave some wisdom. And I began to wake up and, you know, go on a search. And, like, and, you know, as she said, I helped her life. And she helped me in tremendous ways. You know, so just the simple fact that everything can be reciprocated. It's not always about what I do for people. It's what people do for me. You know, because my boy, he holds me up, you know. Eddie's the only one that I really can say that, you know, understands what it's like to have a disability. You know, and we need shows like this because, like I said, we masquerade. We so masculine. We so feminine for the women. We so, you know, this and that, and we dainty, and nothing has ever happened to us. But yet, on the inside, our core is black as night. You know, so we have to kind of, like, sweep this stuff up out of us. We have to really blow it out. And, I'm thankful for stories from my boo. I'm thankful for stories from my boy E. For, you know, personal revelations from my boy J. Because without these, we wouldn't have too much. You know, we have to, like I always say, I just want us to learn to open up more. And I'm going to pull more out of us on these shows. Because we have to demand more of ourselves. Getting past the past. If you have any beef that you haven't settled, call that person up. Message that person. You don't have to kick it with them. You don't have to talk to them. But rid yourself of that poison for you. If you've had bad relationships and you still can get in contact, forgive them for you. You know, like my boo said, she had to forgive herself. Forgive herself. So, I hope I was able to do justice. I hope I was able to make you think. And, you know, just the fact of, I know I say a lot of things on these shows. I talk to a lot of leaders. I talk to pedophiles, Pope, let alone, you know. But at the core of it, I'm just not a brother that want to call people out. I'm not a brother that just got a blog talk and read a Facebook status and think I know these things. These are things that was given to me through prayer, through giving it up. Personal, you know, personal pleasures. You know, giving up nights hanging with the fella. You know, I like to go out, you know, and it's, you know, people don't really understand the side of being conscious because we see our ashes and our hotepers, and we see somebody that has passed by the 42 laws of the eye, and they want to break down that. But the real part, why I always go back to that Lauryn Hill video where Shout out to Lauren Hill. That's a sister I would love to sit down and talk with. She says, you know, we always want the beauty of God. We always want to put me on a red carpet, and but you have to really be used by God. You have to be really kicked and humiliated. And a lot of times your past is doing the kicking. You know, you've been kicked a lot in your past. You know, like she exposed a lot, you know, and I really would like this to talk about, you know, rape. Because these are things we have to get out. I would like the brothers to talk about things that have happened. It's not to make you cry like Dr. Phil, but it's to free us of these cancers that are in us. You know, a lot of things that, you know, I know a lot of people wouldn't even think that I would be afraid to speak in front of a video camera. But that goes back to that third grade complex, you know, and it took a while to build it up, and I still deal with it. I still deal with it. I fight to be great every day, not just to be better, but to be great, because I have a son. You know, I have a lot of people that look up to me. I have people that need me for answers, so I can't hold on to my past. I can't say, well, so-and-so did me wrong, so I'm going to do my dream and probably see any kind of way. That was yesterday. Remain open. We have to remain loving. Love is the strongest element. Love is the strongest element. Not hate. Not fear. Fear will get you somewhere, but fear also gets killed. You know, because a lot of times, okay, like if we give you an example, the movie Four Brothers and the big head boss, you know, he was feeding his whole crew. But if we really understand how he treated the crew, he would humiliate them. He would make sexual advances with the crew's women. You know, he made one of the dudes get down on the knees and eat off the floor. But they all feared him. But what they do at the end of it, they took him out. So we have to get past that past that has told us we are no good. Get past that past voice that say, you ain't going to never make it. You ain't going to never make no money. Your show just free. Ain't nobody listening to you. But when I hear people say, I look forward to it, that's payment. Now, I can't pay bills. I can't say, Jay say he enjoyed my show. That's not what I mean. But to know that I'm working for the Most High, to know that I'm helping his people to free themselves, I know that I will be rewarded. As the great Bob Marley always said, my richness is life. You know, do I want some riches? Yes, I want them, but not to the point where I sell my soul. Not to the point where I forget who I am as a man. Not to the point where I'm like Tay Diggs and that Hedwig. God awful play. You know, so I hope I was able to help. I hope I was able to make you think. I hope I was able to make you laugh, because I sure got to laugh. Eddie Belafonte. But I love you guys. I love each and every one of you. Love you, Dreaming Pisces. Shout out to my boys. Love you, brother. Love everybody that's listening, one that's still listening. And call these people. Tell them, you know, I'm nobody special, but I'm special to the Creator. Help me promote this show. Help me become syndicated. Because like I said, I do it for y'all. So, until next Tuesday, guess what? I'm out. Black Heaven.
Yeah. Black Heaven is a place where people like me. No Dr. King still preach about togetherness, but probably looking down saying it's irrelevant. Whitney Houston, she was heaven sent. A songbird probably smiling right now, listening to her own words. Rosa Parks, so much heart, she a OG. No, she's smiling looking at